Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Locked and loaded here on 100 Yards of Football. Today's another NCAA legend special. Ladies and gentlemen, today he's a part of the 2020 class being inducted, or having been inducted rather, into the College Football Hall of Fame. A unanimous first-team All-American in 1980. He was a finalist for the Lombardi Award and helped guide Alabama to consecutive national championships in 1978 and 79. In winning College Football Hall of Fame's coach Paul W. Bear Bryant's first national title, this gentleman and the 79 Crimson Tide squad went 12-0 and claimed the program's third straight Sugar Bowl and SEC championships. Ladies and gentlemen, at 6'3", 238 pounds, coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, and the University of Alabama, Vincent Turner turns into an archaeologist and anthropologist and digs deep today on EJ Jr. Get ready right here on 100 Yards of Football.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. Thank you to Mr. Mark Bass for bringing me up so nice and so elegant. EJ Jr., University of Alabama. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning here on 100 Yards Football. EJ Jr., Roll Tide. University of Alabama. When you think about this young man back in the late 70s, early 80s, playing for that Alabama team on the defensive side of the ball, it was must-see TV. See, I'm going to tell you a little story about EJ Jr. He's from Nashville, Tennessee, played at Maplewood High School. And he's a year older than me. Mr. Jr. is 63, I'm 62. But I remember him vaguely because throughout the state of Tennessee at the end of the year, when I was a junior in high school at Southside High School in 1977, they had their all-state team. And down in West Tennessee, there was a park by the name of Pine Hill. And I used to go up there and we used to conversate. And we had Mark Studd, where they played at Tennessee. They used to come to that park. Carlton people used to come there at the time. Both of them was playing at Southside High School. My man, Greg Porter, Father David Porter, legendary songwriter with Stack Records. Two other friends of mine, Greg Lyons and Lawrence King, who ended up going to play football at Alcorn State. And we used to talk about, and Lawrence also played at Southside High School along with Mark and Carlton. And we always have this conversation at the end of the summer, the all-state football players. But everybody would say, man, it's a guy going to Alabama. EJ Jr., man, he's that dog. He bring that smoke. He must see TV. And a lot of people are saying, why did he didn't go to University of Tennessee? Because, see, EJ was highly recruited. SC was coming down looking at him. But the young man decided to go to Alabama. That made a lot of people in the state of Tennessee mad. But I already knew about him. I know his exploits up there in Nashville, the 615. And then he got to Alabama as a true freshman. Then stopped and played a lot. But then he had that coming out party in 1978. When Alabama won the national championship that year and they split it with USC my freshman year at Arkansas. I was a college student. But make no bones, way up far in Fayetteville, Arkansas, I was paying attention to EJ Jr., baby. And the one thing about Alabama, that defense for one year, that 7-8 defense, and I know here recently we talk about the Georgia defense being that one generational defense. Last year, they put Jordan Davis, Quan Walker, N'Kobe Dean, Devontae Wyatt, Lewis Seen, Chandler Tindale, all in the pros. Deron Kendrick. But that 7-8 Alabama team, that defense was special, man. There's only one team that year I saw really control them. That was USC. They had the hell of offensive line with Anthony Munoz, Bruce Matthews. That was the only school I saw that dominated USC at the Alabama time. Excuse me, Bruce Matthews having a rival on campus, but they did have Brad Buddy and Anthony Munoz, USC, who I'm talking about. But think about that Alabama defense that year. Marty Lyons, Barry Krause, Wayne Hamilton, Brian Braggs, Curtis McGiff, Don McNeil, Jim Bob Harris, who started as a true freshman from Athens, Georgia. Murray Legg. Then EJ's next 2 years. David Hanna, Thomas Boyd, Tommy Wilcox, Randy Scott, Rich Wingo, who's part of that 7-8 team. And I'm looking at Alabama throughout the year, and everybody was getting credit, Braggs, Krause, Lyons, McNeil. But made no bones, number 39 was doing his thing out there. And then I go back to that national championship game against Penn State. A Penn State team that was pretty good offensively had Chuck Fusina at the quarterback position, Booker Moore at running back, Max Sui, Chicago Bears finest, blocked for Walter Payton. But you take that one game and that Alabama defense, 5 sacks, 4 interceptions, and they held Penn State to 19 yards rushing. And all I keep seeing, I saw Barry Krause make the goal line stand, no question about it. But that man right there, EJ Jr., was bringing that heat, bringing that smoke. I was watching it. And you knew that great players play with great players, but EJ stuck out, but they weren't really saying nothing about him. Then the following year when Alabama went 12-0, he played at another high level. And the thing about EJ Jr., the skill set, at 6'3", 239, he was playing strong side defensive end. The ability to hold a point of attack, A+. The athleticism he brought to that defense, A+. The ability to drop off in coverage, A+. That's why he moved the linebacker when he got to the pros. That's why he went fifth overall in the 1981 draft. Then the ability to run. Oh, man, EJ, go look at the film. Go YouTube. He ran like a deer. A+. Pass rusher, A+. Game all around, A+. Toughness, A+. Leadership, A+. That's the skill set EJ Jr. had. And then a lot of people don't know this. He was a 3-time first team All-SEC, sophomore, junior, senior year. 1980 SEC Lineman of the Year, voted by the Atlanta Touchdown Club. One of the highest honors you can get in the South, in the Birmingham Moody Club, Monday Morning Quarterback Club, excuse me. And he finished career, even though he played with all those great players, 190 tackles, 21 sacks, 10 career forced fumbles. Think about that one stat I just brought up there. 10 career forced fumbles in Alabama.
So you had to be really, really be a physical football player to force 10 forced fumbles in your career. But when you look at E.J. June, he don't really get the respect as one of the greatest Alabama defensive players of all time. You talk about Alabama from a defensive perspective. You talk to a lot of Alabama fans. They want to bring up Leroy Jordan, Barry Krause, Cornelius Bennett, Derek Thomas. Here recently, Dante Hightower, Quinn Williams, Deron Payne, Jonathan Allen. They want to bring them up. And we talk about the history of the game. Even they bring Thomas Boyd up for they talk about E.J. June. But make no bones. Pound for pound, he was one of the best football players that ever came to Tuscaloosa out of Nashville, Tennessee. And he don't get his respect. And I'm so happy and so honored he finally got voted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2020. From one Tennessean to another, E.J. Jr., congratulations here on 100 Yards Football. You deserve it, brother. Then he went on to the National Football League, played numerous years, became a two-time Pro Bowler. But what I like about him, he got his degree from Alabama, graduated from honors, and became a head coach at Central State in Ohio from 2009 to 2013. Coaching on a high level, coming from a good family in Nashville, Tennessee, and being around great people. E.J. Jr. don't get his flowers in terms of greatness as a college football player. That's because he played on a football team in his 4 years at Alabama. They went 44-4. And think about this. When you look at E.J. Jr. and his career, and all the great players, because we measured by the chips. He won two chips at Alabama, back to back. He won three Sugar Bowls, and he won a Cotton Bowl. His last college game, he was dominant against Mike Singletary in the 81 Cotton Bowl. Alabama won that game 30-2. But he went 44-4 and lost only one SEC game. And that game kept him from playing for the national championship. In his senior year, they could have won three in a row. That's how great E.J. Jr. was, baby. And the three other games he lost in his career, Nebraska, his freshman year, Notre Dame, his senior year, and USC, his sophomore year. Those two, three pretty good teams he lost to. Nebraska, George Andrews, Vince Fangano, Russell Gary, I Am Hemp, Jarvis Redwine, Notre Dame, of course, Bob Crable, or more can you say, Tony Hunter, then USC, Charles White, Paul McDonald, Anthony Munoz. So his losses in college were about even Mississippi State. Danny Knight, Glenn Young, Johnny Cooks. The four teams he lost to, all those players ended up being pretty good and going on to the NFL. Looking at that young man now, all you Alabama fans, y'all rolling around here saying roll tide, y'all proud, y'all got a great football program. But what you need to do, you need to get them flowers and kudos to one of the best that ever came through your campus down there in Tuscaloosa. What y'all call it? Capstone? Something like that? That's what y'all call it? I hope you, when you talk about Alabama football, I hope you're talking about that young man out of Nashville, Tennessee, who gave you four great years, and his name was E.J. June. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. My only words about E.J. June is very simple. The great band of Lakeside, Dayton, Ohio's finest, you know how I do it. Even though you went to Alabama, E.J., when you was out of Alabama for them four seasons, you was always live. effective. All the way live. From Nashville to Tuscaloosa. To 3 Sugar Bowl wins and 1 Cotton Bowl win. EJ Jr., one of the best football players on the defensive side for the University of Alabama.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Special thanks. God bless. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, to the gentleman that brought me on, Mark Bass. I'm Vincent Turner, the 901, Memphis, Tennessee, talking about another great Tennessean. I'm just mad at him because he didn't play for the University of Tennessee. He played at Alabama, the best of the best. Mr. E.J. Jr.,
roll time. What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.